I move the keyboard. I always forget to move the mic back. Business news is what we have today, which encompasses most of the technology news, obviously, because why do we have new technology? To make money.
A lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah, a lot of people have that Star Trek mentality where it's like, oh no, I just enjoy it because it's necessary. No, it wouldn't exist. But it is beautiful how our economy spurs us to ever higher heights when it comes to technology, and AMD has reached one of those heights.
WFC or WCCF Tech, I always get it weird. It's AMD's working on a monster 64-core Threadripper landing as early as Q4 2019. Now, this is rumor. There's no confirmation. There's no any. This is another leak. I don't even know. But it stands to reason that if there's going to be a 64-core Rome, there's probably going to be a 64-core Threadripper at some point.
Well, now, I think this guy mentioned in the article that the engineer, his leak, got back to him. Yeah, my source reached out and said that it's late Q4. So this would be like Christmas.
Yeah.
But still coming this year.
Maybe just in time for CES. Like, announcing and being able to buy it are different things.
Well, they mentioned that they had something else planned for CES.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
So this will be, have to be before that. Anyway, they don't know the pricing. He assumed it would be like in the $3,500 range because of everything else. And massively powerful.
Because it's 64 cores. And it should also support PCI Express 4, because that's a thing.
Oh, also, and they didn't mention there would be a new socket. So probably going to get some backwards compatibility with your existing motherboards.
Yeah, well, not for PCI Express 4, but yay.
Well, you could firmware update and use it at least. China. Chinese government, U.S. government, not BFFs anymore.
It's Huawei or the highway. That was one of the news titles.
Yeah. We run into that title a lot, actually.
Yeah. Sometimes we've accidentally used the same title years later.
There's just certain puns that come back to you.
Yeah. And it's hard to come up with the titles. Anyway, what happens to everybody's most beloved company, Apple? Because we all know Apple makes all those devices in China. Well, we have our answer.
Apple's U.S. iPhones can be made outside of China if needed, according to Foxconn. So Foxconn saying, hey, we've got enough factories outside China that if you really want these made out of China, we can do it.
I do mention that if that has to happen, some of the Android phones are probably going to take a back seat, which it's going to upset some of the other manufacturers. But Apple's got the power, right?
Man, if only Google had bought a domestic manufacturing facility formerly owned by Motorola and scaled it up in order to do Android manufacturing the way that it needs to be done with high quality. Oh, I'm sorry.
They could be facing several lawsuits because people don't want to work in those conditions in the U.S., especially the blue hairs. LG has found themselves perhaps. When Apple and Qualcomm made friends, you know, they shook hands and they were like, yes, we will work together. Those legal teams needed something to do, right? They had to figure out. It's like, well, we really were bored. I mean, what are we going to do next? We don't have an enemy anymore.
LG's 5G phones are in doubt as the chip deal with Qualcomm is set to expire. So this might be rough for LG.
It might be rough for Qualcomm because if they use that last case as a precedent, the idea here is the LG is screaming foul, saying they're basically, they got a gun to our head because they know if they walk away, we're screwed. So just like Apple, make them do business with us.
I think it seems wrong. I think if Qualcomm is able to charge like the market, the FRAND rates, they'll be fine.
I don't know if that's what they're doing though. I think, you know, they want those licensing payments. Who knows? What's interesting is Huawei, of course, we've learned in the last episode that they just can't put out the new laptop. They can't do it. They've been blacklisted, and you can't do it all by yourself because you have to have an operating system. You have to have CPUs. Where are you going to get them? The U.S. is off limits. So what do you do to make money if you're Huawei? What's left? What options do you have?
Patent shakedowns. Huawei asked Verizon to pay over $1 billion for over 230 patents, according to a source. So this is This is generally what happens when a company's in its death throes. See also Oracle.
Hmm.
Or the beginning of the downward spiral.
I was going to say, any chance to just kind of like shove Oracle under the bus.
Yeah. And Verizon...
You haven't used their software. You don't know what it's like.
I don't think Verizon's going to be pushed around. I think Verizon will take a firm stand on that.
Yeah.
Huawei also has a foldable phone. And the world is excited about foldable technology, right? We can't wait to get them.
Some small part of the world, maybe.
But... we remember Samsung's issues. Perhaps that struck a little fear.
Huawei delays its foldable phone launch until September to do extra tests after Samsung's troubles. So the extra tests involve giving the phones to hobos and putting them in their pockets and, you know, just smothering them with like hobo grit in order to determine if those could get into the screen.
Is that the scientific term? Hobo grit?
Hobo grit can flow into any opening. It can osmose through any membrane.
It's one of the most difficult materials to decontaminate in the world. It's a shown fact.
E3 happened, and we got all of these exciting new announcements.
I was there.
New games, new game consoles are coming out. All these wonderful software as a service services that
mobile
are coming.
Mobile games. Stadia. Y'all got phones.
Y'all pre-ordered your Stadia, right?
All the news was good. Oh, wait.
Amazon has laid off dozens of game developers during E3. So Amazon was doing this game studio thing, and now they're quietly not. They did that on Thursday. Well, it was not as blunt as that. It was basically you've got 60 days to find a new position inside of Amazon, or you get a severance package. So it's not like some of the other game studio shutdowns where it's like, you know, Monday's like, everything's good, and then Fridays, everybody's herded into a conference room. It's just like, no.
Things are not good.
The other position is fulfillment center.
Yeah.
Now, they do mention that it's not going away. They have two games coming out, New World and Crucible. I've not heard of either of those of you.
Mm-mm.
And they're canceling Breakaway. I don't know.
Wow, that's devastating.
Yeah.
Isn't this game done for the artwork or game... push some sort of primal psychological buttons in order to have primal endorphins go off. And
it's a game about flying drones and timed races to people's porches.
Wow, it's like really good.
If you're really good, they'll pay you to play.
What's the movies about the kid who
Ender's Game?
Yeah,
Ender's
yeah. Game, yeah. It's like that, but for Prime Delivery. And speaking of Amazon. They have, I suppose this is sort of, they're like, you know what? We see where things are going, so we're just going to leave now before you let us starve to death. You know, we're going to end it early.
FedEx trims Amazon ties as retailer flexes its delivery muscle. The courier says it won't renew its contract for U.S. air services. Focuses will be on other customers such as Walmart and Target. So that's not to say that Amazon can't pay FedEx to deliver stuff. It's just the sweetheart buddy rates, those are gone.
Well, and this is just the air shipments. So you might still get FedEx ground packages from Amazon.
Well, you can still get FedEx air deliveries too. It's just that Amazon will have paid full rate.
Yeah, they're not doing the specific shipments. It'll be on a plan with everything else that FedEx is doing.
Yeah.
So it's not like the specialty thing anymore. And they claim that Amazon was what, like 1.3%?
Yeah.
So you would think it would be more, but I suppose with Amazon striking out on their own, it's just less and less that things happen. Remember when Google decided to kill ad blockers? A lot of people didn't care for it.
Remember when Google Chrome decided to kill Google Chrome?
And they heard a bit of a backlash. You get the idea that some people spoke out, and they've changed their tune a little.
Google promises to play nice with ad blockers again. So Google relaxes control over new Chrome extensions API that would have crippled ad blockers. There's a lot to this story. There's a lot of technical detail here, and there's a lot of, like, I get the feeling that the business unit is using some of the, because some of what the technical team wants to do is actually good stuff. But the business unit is like, oh, ad blockers, oh, that would be unfortunate if ad blockers didn't work anymore. That's just too bad. So, like, the business unit, I think, is being a little bit disingenuous with some of the technical changes that are coming from the engine.
They point out that the existing way this works, the API, It allows a plugin to look at all the traffic before it says yes or no to it. Now, they say that it's a security risk, and you got to think, you know, if you get tricked into, if you fished into installing a plugin, all of a sudden that plugin is reviewing everything that goes through your browser.
It's an ad blocker, but it's actually sending everything to Russia.
Right. Yeah. So they're trying to do away with that. Now, the contention here was they said, you're probably only going to need like 30,000 rules in your plugin, right? Well, a good blacklist could be hundreds of thousands. So that's what you're talking about with the business team. They probably slipped in that 30,000 limit. And so what's happened is they've gone back and they're like, okay, we're not doing the 30,000 thing.
Turns out one good spammer could run out, could, you know, just fill up the blacklist with crap, and then it's free reign for everybody.
It's free real estate.
So you will be able, you will have a, it'll change the way ad blockers work, but they should be able to rebuild them with the new API.
Well, I mean, I would love for the Google team to just to take Chrome and take one of our one tabs for a week with no ad blocker and just load up all the news sites, because even on an 8-core beast machine, it cripples it. It's bad. It's real bad.
Yeah, it's new, and we're using a crappy ad blocker, as so many of you point out, week after week. But we are trying to do the, you know, we realize that we're using their content and sort of, you know, rehashing it in another ad-supported endeavor. So there's some hypocrisy there.
Commentary.
But we simply cannot run it without that. I mean, we like, it will not physically work to have this many tabs without something blocking those tracking scripts.
Or the page being unresponsive. Like, you go to scroll and it's like...
Well, it just crashes.
Yeah.
You lose it every time. Speaking of crashes or no crashes, SpaceX did it again.
SpaceX successfully launched and landed its Falcon 9 rocket on the California coast this morning. Seamless transition. Achievement unlocked.
This makes you feel better if you're going to spend $35,000 for a night on the space station.
not including your airfare on the SpaceX.
Well, this is your airfare.
Yeah.
So the more times they don't blow up, the better you feel.
Probably the lower the price gets.
Yeah.
Although I wouldn't want to be on one of the Falcon 9 rockets that's been reused like 50 times.
Well, this one had been used previously, so another tick in that box as well. Krista, you are going to be purchasing a home sometime in the future.
Yeah, probably next like 5 or 6 years.
Are you going to be a sucker who buys a solar roof?
I am interested in solar energy. I don't know if we'll be able to afford it. But this is pretty neat. Tesla says solar roof is on its third iteration, currently installing in 8 states.
These are the solar tile thingies. And I wonder if this picture is of the
actual
solar
roof.
I don't think so. I think it's just a random roof.
It's just a roof, which is really lazy. Also, they've got some... they need to use some Clorox to get rid of this.
Get rid of that muck, that schmutz on the side of the house.
I bet this is the north side of their house.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
I don't know what the 8 states are. Did it say...
I don't remember.
I did not see it.
Unlikely it's Kentucky, but...
Yeah. But he is claiming it is at stage 3. No one knows what stage 3 is.
Of 100 stages.
Stage 3 is really bad when it's colon cancer.
Or maybe it's version 3. Whatever. He like just said some arbitrary thing and everybody was like, oh God, and I started cheering. And it's like, what are you cheering for? You don't know what that means.
What's the context there?
But he claims that it's going to be very competitive for the cost of a regular roof. And I think this is the one of those press conferences. He made this big thing and he announced like, it'll be ready at this time. And the people were a little subdued. And he was like, sometimes I'm overly optimistic about dates. And I was like, really? Are you realizing about yourself there, Mr. Musk?
No, maybe you just saw his lawyer in the back going,
I was ballparking that date based on everybody working around the clock shifts. No one going to see their family ever again.
Now, we don't have a story about a Tesla bursting into flames this week. I'm sorry. I know you've gotten used to it. But how about another car company?
Audi. Audi has recalled its first electric car for battery fire risk. All of them.
The Brits hate the way we say Audi. Audi. You say Audi.
Audi.
I think it's Audi.
Audi.
That's like belly buttons. It's an Innie or an Audi.
Audi.
Man, I priced some Audis when I was looking for a new car. They are ridiculously overpriced.
Oh, you're going to say for a new belly button. I browse some. Didn't find any I liked.
I still got a couple years left on mine. So the problem here, they have actually not burst into flame. We have not had a flaming Audi yet. But they recognized that some moisture could get into the battery. There was some sort of coupling that was not properly shielded. So it's just a recall. You can take yours in. They install a new whatever. Good to go. If you buy a new one, there's no risk.
Nice. Good work.
Seems like most. Seems like if you have an electric car company and they burst into flame, you figure out why and you fix it.
Seems reasonable.
It's a novel approach.
Unheard of in this industry.
One thing that we can be sure about, considering the upcoming World War III with Iran and the imminent World War IV, if China doesn't get involved in that one, because China, war with China is almost guaranteed, I'd say, in the next like 15 to 20 years. Because they are advancing faster than we are, and we cannot have that. So, if you want to do some investing, maybe look into this new company.
Raytheon and United Technologies merger will create a new aerospace giant. So this is going to be Raytheon Technologies. These are defense contractors that do missile guidance systems and a lot of... Raytheon has some really cool technology, as it turns out.
Weapons and aerospace and stuff like that. I'm sure they're working on a lot of projects that we don't even get to know about.
Yeah,
that kind of thing. Out. But yeah, big defense providers. And I have a feeling business is going to be good in the near future if you're in this business. We talk about HP Enterprise a lot because HP Enterprise seems to be the only part of HP that's doing any business these days. But it wasn't until recently until those things spun off into their own iterations. And when that happened, it seems like a lot of the old agreements were simply done away with.
HP and HP Enterprise. So the Register has this article on IT Pro has been screwed out of unused vacation pay and bonus pay by HP Enterprise after judge rules the law is a mess, but it's still the law. So he was made an offer when HP was just HP, but he ended up working for HP Enterprise after the split. And the offer that he was made for his employment said that he would get a bonus if certain requirements were met, and any unused vacation days that he had would be paid out. And then when HP became HP and HP Enterprise, the contract was changed, and the judge said, well, he needed to physically go to the HR office and get his employment contract in order to review it for this case because HP would not provide it. And so that would involve him traveling like halfway across the country to get it. Well, why don't they just give me an electronic version?
They provided the current version. He was like, no, that's not the one I signed. Give me the one from 2013 or whatever, 2015. And they're like, no, that can only be printed in this one office. And the judge was like, okay.
Sounds reasonable.
So he got screwed. One of the big announcements at E3 was from Microsoft.
Project Scarlet is the next Xbox console launching in holiday 2020. It's powered by AMD.
And Navi too, which all the AMD fanboys will be real hardcore about. So this one's going to follow the existing Xbox. What were the names? Anaconda.
Yeah.
The Anaconda is going to be the big beefy one that's like the Xbox One X. And the Lockhart is going to be like the Xbox One S, which is the crap. S for shitty. And I think that the Lockhart will definitely have more of an emphasis on streaming and cloud, whereas the Anaconda will have some local storage.
You can better believe if Google is successful with Stadia, Microsoft's going to try to figure out some way to do that in Azure.
Well, what a transition. Oh, wait.
Yeah, that was supposed to be next.
Oh, it's off the end. Is it?
Oh.
You know what? Just ignore that. Let's talk about Konami instead.
TurboGrafx 16 Mini, so they went on the bandwagon. You know, the PlayStation Mini didn't really sell all that well. And so here's the TurboGrafx 16 Mini for all the 12 people that had a TurboGrafx.
Yeah, well, TurboGrafx didn't sell all that well. Interesting thing about this, other than the fact that they think anybody wants it, is the difference between the Western and Japanese game sets.
Well, some of the Japanese games just never even came out in the U.S. because they couldn't get their crap together.
I remember Wise. I don't remember Superstar Soldier.
I bet Dracula has played all of these.
Dracula X is just Castlevania, right?
Yeah, it was the clone of Castlevania, basically.
Well, it's the other way around, right? But yeah.
Nintendo can do no wrong.
I think all of these games were available on other consoles, maybe? They do point out that some of these are CD-ROM, so this had a CD-ROM version that came later, so... I played a TurboGrafx once. You know what? The thing that appealed to me about the TurboGrafx as a kid, I was like, look at these little cards. That's so much cooler. But then you realize, we grow up and you're like, oh, inside those cartridges, they were just little cards.
Yeah.
That was just a better way to package them because you destroy the little card. Yeah. Salesforce. I hate working with Salesforce.
We all hate working with Salesforce.
But
Salesforce.com.
But bad news, because it seems like they're getting bigger.
Salesforce bets on big data with a $15.3 billion Tableau buy. So I'm not... Salesforce.com, really, they've been kind of stagnant for a while. And the only place to go was not, like, new technologies. It was acquisitions. So, like, the sleeping giant is finally awake. We'll probably see a lot of acquisitions from Salesforce. And also, Alphabet bought, what was it, Looker? The other one?
Oh, yeah, the retail thing.
Yeah, so...
But this seems to be Salesforce. You kind of get the impression that internally they were like, we need to get into the cloud. What do we know about that? And the engineers are like, we don't know shit about shit, bro. And they're like, let's just buy something. Yeah. You know, we got all this money.
Well, I mean, Salesforce is the cloud, but the...
It's their own little...
They don't know how to... Like, honestly, what they really need to do is open up their API. Because, like, to really do the cool stuff, you got to have the enterprise and it costs too much. And if they want to do, like, transform, if they want to see people use Salesforce.com transformatively, they need to open up the API and let the little guy do a lot more stuff with it. And then they'll see a lot of really innovative stuff. Like, they've got kind of an app marketplace, but it's kind of this, like, half-hearted thing. It's a mess.
We talked last week or week before that about the record-breaking cricket broadcast. How many millions was it? It was a lot.
It was a lot. This was India. So, like, it was like, wow, this is some seriously impressive infrastructure to be able to do this.
So, the company was Disney, which is like, wow, Disney now holds the record for the most online streams simultaneously or whatever. And it was impressive. Well, that same service had some issues this week.
India's largest video streaming service owned by Disney has broken Safari compatibility to fix security flaw. But by the time you're watching this, it's actually already fixed. They re-enabled Safari. So... If this had to do with DRM, so most modern browsers enable end-to-end DRM where, like, the decryption is literally done by your hardware, but there was some way to bypass that with Safari. And so that was a bug in Safari. And so rather than let people exploit that to steal the content, they just turned off Safari.
Sad.
But they turned Safari back on the... Like, I guess it got fixed or patched or something.
Just let it happen.
Safari, really, they...
Just let it happen.
Apple, I just...
Well, let's say that you can't afford that $60 million ticket to the space station.
Like some
but you still want to feel like a high roller. This might be the answer for you.
Hello, welcome to Ubercopter. Uber to offer helicopter rides in New York City. So if you need to fly from the Wall Street helipad to JFK, it's going to cost you $200 to $250.
Not bad.
That's fairly reasonable. I mean, considering you're riding...
You can do a helicopter tour of New York City for a little less and be in the air longer.
Krista?
What?
Helicopter photography.
That's... What a niche. It's like, no, I don't take pictures on the ground. I must be in the air. So,
Krista, what a hipster.
Yeah.
Krista, could you take pictures of our wedding? It's like, yeah, okay, so it's $5,000 for my services and another $6,000 for fuel.
Like, how would fuel? Be?
What?
Just, what's that sound? It's like, oh, there's a helicopter flying by.
But it's like, it's hovering super low over the wedding, so you can't hear the vows.
She tried to hold her veil, and the garbage is being whipped into their faces. We're getting some good shots. remember that time that Amazon decided that they wanted to deliver into our garages and cars?
I do remember that.
And people said, wow, that's super creepy. Not sure if I'm comfortable with that. And Walmart said, hold my beer.
Walmart will stock your fridge with groceries while you're not home. For security, deliveries can be watched live via camera worn by an employee. It occurred to me how this happened. So a bunch of wealthy people were sitting around a boardroom, and they were like, I've got an idea. What if this? And everybody in the boardroom was like, that's amazing, because right now my housekeeper does that. And so, like, all of these vastly wealthy people are used to having, like, seven or eight strangers in and out of their house to do stuff. But, like, here on pleb tier of society where, like, anybody, like, just random people that you have at your house to help you, you know, with your lawn care are somewhat likely to very likely to steal from you. Like, literally anybody that you interact with below that, you know, below that level of income will steal from you. It just didn't occur to them that that might be a bad idea.
Now, they took that into account and they said, this will only be available to Walmart associates who've already been with us for a year.
That's a good precaution, but doesn't seem like it would be enough.
And the camera, supposedly you can watch as they stock your home.
But stock. S-T-O-C-K.
S-T-A-L-K.
Yeah. And it uses the same kind of technology where they key in once. And blah, blah, blah. Same. It's basically the same thing. It's just a step creepier. So.
Well, and it's labeled Walmart.
And now, you know, you bat the ball back into the Amazon court, and they're like, what can we do next? How can we invade your privacy even more? I don't know. Maybe they'll hang out with your pets while they're there or something like that.
Fortunately, in Kentucky, a lot of people have porch freezers, so it'll be unnecessary to go into their house.
Also, your
just
theory.
Just head around back, put it in the porch freezer.
You know, my parents have a porch freezer. And the insurance company made them put a chain on it.
Really?
Because children notoriously die in exposed refrigerators.
That's amazing.
If you take a refrigerator and throw it away in a dump or put it on your curb to be collected, you have to take the doors off.
That's interesting.
Because kids are so stupid.
Well, they roll in there.
They get in there and they get stuck and they asphyxiate.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah. Because I saw that and I was like, is someone stealing from the porch fridge? And they were like, oh no, that's the insurance company.
Wow.
This is the story that should have come after the Microsoft story. So just in your mind, pretend that we're still talking about game consoles.
Google Stadia requires $130 upfront and $10 per month at the November launch. So the free tier launches in 2020, but both require an a la carte game purchase.
They listed here a listing of some of the games that you can expect. So we got Dragon Ball, Doom, Elder Scrolls Online. Destiny comes free with it.
Destiny. Oh. This group of Destiny players is different than the regular group of Destiny players, though.
Samurai Showdown. Is that the old arcade one? That's only 30 years old. I don't know what some of these other ones are. Wow, Ubisoft going all in. Look at that. Look at their collection. Anyway, this is the... if you're not hip to Stadia, this is the streaming. So you can play on almost any device, and the bulk of the work gets done somewhere else and sent to you. And it will use terabytes of data at 4K resolutions if you have enough bandwidth to even accommodate that. So, interesting. And you have to pre-order, I think, right?
Yeah.
Now to get the... Now, they will do the... They claim the other version, I guess, is ad-supported. That will be without the $10, I think. $10 a month. But you still probably have to buy the hardware, right?
And you got to buy the games. Unless you're doing free games. Like, free-to-play games.
But they don't have those yet, but they will announce them.
Yeah. Well, Destiny, I don't know. It's maybe a gray area.
No, Destiny is part of that. So the $9.99 a month gets you in... That's like a Xbox Gold... PlayStation Plus type subscription, and you get free games, and the first one is Destiny 2. Yeah. So, exciting. That actually is probably exciting if you have garbage tier hardware and you don't want to buy a console. Because they were playing, what game did they play on a Chromebook? Doom?
Yeah. Doom seemed reasonable.
Doom on a Chromebook was running really well. So, maybe good. We can't even see the headline here, but you can read it from the title bar.
Digital marketer MailChimp has banned anti-vax content. So MailChimp, its mailing list, software. You manage your mail list, and they're really good about helping you test and make sure that people can read your mailing list across a whole bunch of devices.
On subscriptions,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you send anti-vaccination content, they don't want to do business with you anymore.
Hooray.
First, they came for the anti-vaxxers, and I didn't say anything.
That's not a hooray. I mean, I'm all for vaccinations, but it is more of the, you know, it's like dissenting voices must be silenced.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm. So they join a long list of people who are cracking down on anti-vaxxers.
They work for the Russians. And it's like, no, they don't work for the Russians. They're just really dumb.
They are just dumb. I saw one out in the wild.
When we get into the deep fake tribalism, anti-vaxxers are going to be a strong sect.
Wow.
You're going to have to do business with them, but it's going to be one of those weird situations where, like, you go in with a small retinue of guards and you do business at a distance because they all have, you know, like scurvy and plague and stuff. And then you leave and you're paranoid the entire time.
I'm starting to think that biologically we're programmed to not trust, you know, and then it's like, oh, they didn't tell you this. And it's like, oh, I believe it. That seems plausible that no one would, you know, it's like the vaccinations are a way for population control. That makes sense. I believe that.
Well, that's the whole idea of like the best lies are sprinkled with truth. So when somebody fact checks this part and it comes out true, they're like, oh, it must all be true.
Oh, the whole
thing
is true.
The other thing about it is when we get into the full tribalism and we build walls around our cities, and our cities are based on, you know, which deepfake we believe in, the anti-vaxxers are going to have a huge advantage because they will just launch their children over our walls and infect us.
Well, that would
be devastating.
The crazy thing that I saw with the person I know who did this, she posted a big thing about anti-vaxxing, and then, like, no one commented or liked it except for one person who was like, don't you vaccinate your dogs? And she's like, yeah, that's different. It's like, what?
I've always wanted an autistic pet.
Yeah. So
I gave the cats catnip for the first time yesterday.
Did they enjoy it?
They definitely reacted to it. You know, they say some cats don't. And I was worried I might have cats that couldn't get high. But they definitely, Toast went over and sniffed it and then like just started freaking out and laid down on it and rolled.
Aww.
And then Crouton came over and it was all stuck to Toast at that point. And he was trying to like snort it off of Toast, you know? And then they had a 15-minute battle.
Aww.
Like full energy. So I don't know what it usually does to cats, but mine just want to play fight after they get hopped up.
That would be a good way to like tire them out before bed.
Oh yeah, there was so after the play fight, they just sort of like went to their separate corners and zoned out for another 10, 15 minutes.
Aww.
Just sat there with their mouths open.
You should plant some in your garden.
Oh, it's pretty cheap.
We'll see you Friday for nonsense.